Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Matthew Stephen, and this is a really exciting time here, Tuesday, January the 13th, 2015. And sure, I know that we're doing a program, and I know there are those that are hearing this, both sent by the devil and sent by the Lord, the ones that are by the Lord and the ones that are sent by the devil. But you know what? We have victory in the name of Jesus Christ by the blood of the Lamb, and that our evildoers that have done satanic work are getting ready to be put to death by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because God's about to strike them to dead. And so that's the exciting news, because they're deserving a traitor's death, in a sense, if you will, because they have mocked the Lord God. They mocked God's prophets, and God is saying, guess what? He's about to show up, and the stopwatches, all the stale-bred institutions and all the peddlers and the liars and the cheaters are all about to go down. And them and all their false witnesses and their false ways. Anyhow, that was just a little intro. It's no charge for that. And, don't get around any unleavened bread, though, because at least not in that area, because there's not a bunch of lumps in that stuff, and it's stale. And so with that said, that the good news is the kingdom of God is at hand, and the good news is that the prophets of God are moving forward with the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. And so I asked the Lord today, as I was praying, for a word for his people tonight and for about what God is about to do for his people, what he's about to do for the prophets that have been mocked and ridiculed and hit and shaken aside and pressed and falsely accused. Well, Matthew Stephen and Stephen Bang are the prophets of God for America, and we're moving forward. You know what I was thinking that's so profound? That the Lord told me that when we make prophetic proclamation, that when the church desires their mercy calls and their delays, and God gives them these mercy calls and delays, well, are not the prophecies delayed? Absolutely, according to the scripture. Did not Jonah go prophesy to Nineveh and saying it would be destroyed yet 30 days from now? And yet the people repented and asked for the mercy of God and had their mercy calls. God answered the call. He delayed the prophet's words. So I guess Jonah was a false prophet. I guess Jeremiah was a false prophet. And Moses and Ezekiel and Isaiah and all the prophets of old were all false prophets, that including the New Testament prophets, Peter, James, and John, many of them. Yeah, it's all biblical what I'm saying tonight, folks. So even though we as prophets have to mind our words at times, and are we going to make mistakes? Am I going to fail? Am I going to make a mistake? Yeah, I'm just a mere man, just a piece of dust. I'm a piece of change in Papa's pocket, and he can spend me any way he wants. And so, you know, that's just the way it is. There will be those who will mock and ridicule, take videotapes and radio programs, and they'll cut and piece them together and try to make it believe this or make, you know what, go get a ticket and stand in line. In fact, not only stand in line, but go ahead and take it where the moon doesn't shine, because I could care less, and neither can Stephen Benny. Neither one of us. You know what? People that rise up that are devil worshipers like that, that have attacked me and attacked Stephen Benning, they're like a fly on a mule's butt. They're easy to pick off at 1,000 yards. You know, we used to train in special forces with high-powered scopes, sniper type, you know, enemy kills, that kind of thing. 1,000 yards is easy to pick somebody off. Yeah, that's how they did. That's what they trained. They trained us to in the military like that to kill. That's what our job was. And so it's real easy to take these little pieces of flies that sit on mules' butts at 1,000 yards and pick them off. And that's not a problem. But, you know, it's so profound to think about that how prophecy can be delayed, just like it was in the Bible in many places it was delayed. You know, the word delay appears 3 times in the Bible. Do you know that God delayed judgments even after the prophets called them out? And they were held back. And one of just one example. There's many examples, but one perfect example is the situation with Nineveh and Jonah. Prophet called it out. They cried and pleaded with God for a mercy call, got on their faces, and they decided to, oh, we gotta get the avert ones out. We gotta pray for mercy from God. I call them avert demons, but God still answers these mercy calls for his people in this nation. He answered mercy call for people's death judgments. He answers mercy calls sometimes for world leaders to die, and then all of a sudden someone's done something or prayed for somebody or some leader, and God happened to answer that person's heart. Who are you to say that he can't answer that and delay the prophecy? And so it doesn't matter whether so-and-so died or this one died or, you know, whatever, or that prophecy didn't happen or this prophecy, yeah, it doesn't matter. Didn't make David Wilkerson a false prophet just because God answered the mercy call. I don't see that God has made David Wilkerson a false prophet because the coming depression of 1999 that he wrote in his book didn't happen. He said it was going to happen in 99. It didn't happen in 99. It didn't make him a false prophet, just like it doesn't make Matthew Stephen a false prophet or Stephen Benning a false prophet. So when something doesn't happen then and God averts something for a season, and the word avert shows up in there, by the way, in scripturally too, all throughout. But just because it doesn't happen a season doesn't make it a false prophecy or a false prophet. That's how ignorant these stale-bred peddlers are. They don't even know the word of God. And so, but years later, Nineveh returned to their sin, and God destroyed it, just like the prophet said. Prophecy is not a quarter pound of cheese. You got to let it season. And that's what Jonah did. He let it season for a while. And then finally, God brought the judgment, and the judgment happened. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? I think it's great. I think it's great that God can be in all places at all times. We can only be in one place at one time. But then again, you never know where we're traveling to and how many places we have all over the nation. We have a whole bunch. You know, some people said, oh, you got the camera set up. How do I know you're in Minnesota? You could be in Tennessee. I know you guys must be in Tennessee. You can't be in Minnesota. Yet me and Stephen Benning were at the fireside chat sitting right in front of the fireplace in Minnesota. But one guy accused us of being in Tennessee doing the program. By the way, got a place in Texas. Did you find that? Got a place all over the place. In fact, I got five places. God has me go all over the place. I never know when I'm traveling where I'm going to be, sometimes overseas, sometimes across the country. And one good thing is, when we're on tour, you never know where the prophets can show up. But when they do, watch out. God's power is with the prophets of God. And so I think it's so dynamic that prophecy has even been delayed and it didn't make us false prophets. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it didn't make the prophets of old false prophets or the prophets of new false prophets. No, it's all biblical. Anyhow, what I think is so unique is God will vindicate the prophets of Matthew, Stephen, and Stephen Benning. He'll vindicate us. The double judgments, They're not like some kind of weather bill guy coming up with some kind of flaky thing with a messed up situation, naming a date and it didn't happen thing or something like that. We're not like the situation with the guy that's on that video, Johnston, who's not even a prophet at all, who was a Satanist at the time, who could not have prophesied the Berlin Wall that weather bill said. Are you serious? He wasn't even saved. No. You got to be saved. And not only that, it's not a prophet. However, Matthew Stephen, God gave me a word about prophesying the Berlin Wall fall. Prophesied the whole thing. It's a matter of record. It's been in my website for years, and I've talked about it for just years and years and years. Even back in the 80s, I had prophecy on it. No, you can't take the old school prophets like Matthew Stephen or Stephen Benning that's been around 25 to 35 years. You can't take it away. And that's what I think these stale-bred agents hate, because they know we're real prophets, and they hate that we have thousands of prophecies that have come to pass and hundreds more are coming to pass. Even 2015's prophecies. I don't need to listen to some wannabe that just came on a block the last 3 to 5 years. No. God's been speaking these prophecies to me and Stephen Benning, and we have the treasures of God. We've been to the mountain of God, and we know what the Lord's told us. The good news is Romans chapter 16, verse 20. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. That's what the Lord told me this morning. He's about to take these stale bread agents and peddlers that work for Satan. And he says, and he's going to take that along with Satan. And he's about to crush them under my feet. The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. And so all you believers that are true believers out there that are hearing this program tonight, all the attacks that you've had, all the ridicules, all the mockery, the family plan attacks, might have been your bosses, could have been someone at the churches that claim to be Christians that are not, could have been these peddlers and liars and cheaters that are putting out false emails across the country. Well, they all are agents of Satan, and they're all about to be crushed underneath our feet, underneath your feet, underneath my feet, underneath all the feet of the saints of God. So I want you to stand on the Word of God tonight, in Romans 16:20, for the God of peace is about to vindicate the prophets and the saints of God. He's about to take and crush Satan and all his agents with him under our feet shortly. Real soon, their stopwatches will happen, and they'll fall over and die. In fact, one lady wrote me, and she said, don't worry about those peddlers and mockers. They all should be in hell, and hopefully they'll get there soon, and sooner the better, that they all can go to hell. And in a sense, I agree with her because they're all agents of Satan, so they need to go right to hell where they belong. And they will, in the lake. They'll be going down there burning with the rest of them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, saints of God, as God takes and crushes the evil one underneath our feet. He goes on saying in verse 21 about Timothy being his fellow worker and servant. He speaks a little bit about them. Verse 25, he says, now to him who is able to establish you, my brothers and sisters that are truly the remnant of God, he will establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ and according to the revelation of the mysteries kept secret since the world began. You see, I like that because God gives us revelation, pure revelation. It's not some wannabe stuff off of 16 million sites that these people all get their carrots out and follow each other in their cesspool of deception. No, God is about to bring pure revelation and continually to the saints of God. To him who is able to establish you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ tonight, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, that's what Paul says here. According to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now has been made manifested and by the prophetic scriptures, by the prophets, made known to all the nations according to the commandments of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. To God alone, wise be glory, through Jesus Christ, forever and ever. To God alone. To God alone. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, it says this, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. You see, what we preach, me and Stephen Benning, it's foolishness to the peddlers because they're perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. To the dear saints of God that listen to us on the radios, it's the power of God. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that me and Stephen Benning preach, it is the power of God. That's what Scripture says. To us that are being saved, it is the power of God, this gospel that we preach. But to those who are perishing, this gospel we preach, they're like mockers and scorners, cheaters and liars. And no liar shall inherit the kingdom of God. No thief shall inherit the kingdom of God. No, not at all. No. These people have done the devil's work, and the devil agents with them. All the devil's agents are with them. And so God is setting free those whom truly wish to be free, and whom Christ sets free is free indeed. But not these religious hypocrites like you hear with these snakes and these stale breads. They use religion. They preach a different gospel of Mormonism and Armstrongism and all the rest of them like stale bread does. And they're not set free. They're in bondage with chains because they got religious demons all over their lives. And they'll stop at nothing to continue getting false witnesses, more peddlers and liars with them. And until the day comes that God strikes them all dead and their stopwatches run out, and they all go to hell in a handbasket together. Proverbs 13:18, poverty and disgrace are for the ones who ignore instructions. You ignore the instructions of the prophets? Poverty and disgrace. Proverbs 15:32, those who ignore instructions despise themselves. We're talking about godly instruction from godly men, from godly prophets, not some peddler that claims to know God, who doesn't know God at all, who's religious, I think one of the biggest religious slimes that I've ever seen and heard of, ever in 35 years of Christianity in my life that I've ever heard of, was a stale bread operator. He is the most religious, slimeful person that could ever walk the face of the planet. And he's done more damage to the kingdom of God than anybody I know on the earth. But Jesus is setting free those who want to come out from that bondage. So if you're under that bondage tonight with that person who holds you in chains, be set free in the name of Jesus Christ and come out like so many thousands of others that have left, or so many hundreds of others, and so many others all have been set free from the bondage of the devil, thousands. And so if you're under that bondage tonight, if you're in part of some kind of stale bread operating fellowship group that has taught bondage like they do and all the rest of that lies, like so many of their elders, you need to get out of it. You need to get away from it because God is about to strike that whole situation. And all those who worship and follow that man is going down with them. And so prophetic instruction is very important. And what's so unique about Matthew, Stephen, and Stephen Benning's prophecies of what God has given us to speak, well, as you folks know, that sure, there's a lot of people that have prophesied, or a lot of people have talked about the earthquake in California. I could go to a child and ask them, do you think there's going to be an earthquake there? And they would say yes. I could go to any person in California and say, do you think there's going to be an earthquake there? And they would say yes. Some would say they think it's soon. Some may say, not in my lifetime. Some may say, well, years from now, maybe, coulda, shoulda. The maybe, coulda, shouldas sound like the stale breads and all the rest of the untrue news groups that run around with false Christianity, false words, hustled people. Their ministries aren't growing. They don't have a ministry. They're workers of the devil, most of them. They hustled hundreds of thousands of dollars from people, and they're liars and cheaters, so they can't have a true ministry. They might have a false ministry, but they're not have a true ministry. So their ministries aren't growing. Our ministries are growing in leaps and bounds by the thousands all over the world. What's unique of a real prophet is details. Details. Anybody can give you a blanket statement or a blanket prophecy. Anybody could do that. You could even get a a heathen to give you some kind of blanket statement on a volcano or tsunami or an earthquake or anything else. It doesn't make him a prophet. People might have dreams. It doesn't make him a prophet. Nose Trimmer has dreams, but they're soulless realm dreams. It gets him from some half God and half the devil. Don't even know where it comes from. Can't even identify it. She's not a prophetess or anything else. God is going to divide those that are real prophets and those that are not. It's going to be made known very, very soon because he's about to vindicate true prophets like Matthew, Stephen, and Stephen Benning. He's about to vindicate his word and the prophecies that we've spoken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that God told us to speak. And the only reason we spoke any of these prophecies and the only reason we spoke any words of given what God's given is because God's commanded us to. And we have the treasures of God, and we're about to make those treasures known. Yep, all this week on the Midnight Ride Radio and Revelation Radio and continually each week on the radio programs. We're about to make some great treasures known even greater because what God has given us, the rest doesn't have. Because those rest, 99.9% of them aren't even prophets. It takes a prophet to bring real truth. Anybody can do whatever, or a true saint of God that can bring real truth. But the rest of these people, they only have half truths. We don't go by the con man's books and the prophetic jama with the little bucket with the numbers in it and picking up the 777. So what? Heck, they were talking about 777 back in the 60s and 70s about the pearly gates. What does that mean? Oh, that means we're on 777 on there on the seventh month, the seventh day of the seventh year or some kind of thing. Oh, we're all going to be in the pearly gate, you know. Come on. The devil can set you up. Run your little prophetic jama with your little red bucket and your little white labels, and you pull out a little number that says 7. Well, then you threw it in there again and shook it around, and it said 7. And you threw it around for the third time, and it said 7. Come on, are you serious? Where's that biblically set? That's not how prophets work. But I'll tell you something. The Lord is about to vindicate his true prophets. And you will know, just as I said last year, you're going to know who a true prophet is and who is not a true prophet. You're going to know who the real prophets are. Just as the scripture says, because he's about to put Satan and all his stale-bred agents underneath our feet, my feet and your feet. And all the peddlers and all the liars and cheaters and evildoers and mockers, all those who scorn the saints of God, are about to be put underneath your feet, dear, dearly beloved tonight, our dearly beloved saints and brothers and sisters in Christ that love Jesus Christ by the holy blood of the Lamb that's saved in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, there's other guys that do that kind of mockery and stands and laughs and mocks and sits around, makes up cheap videos and stuff like that and tries to mock the prophets. Those are obviously not saints of God. No. They're not in the Lamb's Book of Life. They're in the devil's book of death. And that's exactly where they are. And that's what the Lord has revealed very clearly, that these people are in the devil's book of death. And I think it's absolutely tremendous that God is about to take this whole thing and crush them, crush Satan, crush all those agents of the evil one underneath our feet. And I think that's just a wonderful scripture of Romans 16:20, I stand on the word of God, just as we're going to stand on the statement, all his stale-bred agents underneath our feet. That's what Jesus is saying in this hour. Because he's established you, dearly beloved. He's established you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, because you're in the Lamb's Book of Life. But there are those that are in the devil's book of death, and that's where they'll stay. Because they know not the truth, and they know not Jesus Christ. The instructions are, stand in the holy word of God. Pray fervently by the blood of Jesus Christ, reading his holy word, sticking to the holy scriptures, hearing the Father's voice, living your life with integrity and holiness, truth and righteousness. It doesn't matter what you did 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. What matters is just, are you living for Christ today? What matters are, have you given your life to Jesus Christ and are you living for him? That's what matters. Satan will always accuse you and hold a mirror in front of your face and try to get you back to your childhood or back to your what your mother and father did or back what you did in school or back what so-and-so said or back what all that doesn't matter because Christ called you and he set you free. And from that day forward, you are set free indeed. So if you're free in Christ, you've been set free. You've been set free from the bondage. You've been set free from the evil one and the ways of the world. You've been set free from the evil one. And tonight, you'd be blessed. I pray that you'd start to see what is taking place here. Because the truth is marching on. And Jesus is sitting on his throne, in his Father's throne, in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father God. The Ruach HaKodesh and the Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the King, is sitting on the Father's throne, rejoicing in heaven in one side of him, and the other side is weeping because of what's taking place on this earth. God's heart was so grieved because of wickedness and wicked men. That's why he destroyed it and all those that were on it. So I thank the Lord, and I just want to thank you all tonight for tuning into the radio program of the Kingdom of God Radio Prophetic Instruction. And I'm looking forward to the new season that we're coming into. In Jesus' name, have a good night. Bye-bye.